there, boys. Thank you a lot. Thank you a lot. Howdy, friends. How are y'all today? Yeah, you guessed it again. It's me, sure enough. Jelly Elliott and all the knotheads gathered up here under the old pine tree. We've been hoping you'd come our way again. And now that you have, we'll just set a spell. Relax. And we've got some mighty nice tunes picked out here for you. And we hope that you're going to enjoy them. And we got a little chatter about the woods and forests and things in general that we want to talk to you about. But first, here's Bob with his fiddle doing an old fiddle tune down yonder. Bob, thank you. I know all you old-timers out there enjoyed that old hold down yonder. Friends, I wanted to tell you about Smokey Bear. I know most all of you have seen Smokey Bear, probably on posters one place or another. Well, now, friends, when you see Smokey in his hat and his dungarees, I want you to think of me, too, because both Smokey and me, we're in the same business. We're on the same side of this team. We're both fighting for the same thing, the same cause and all that. And we want you folks to join that team. We want you to join us. I saw something happen the other day, and I wanted to tell you about it. It was a little girl, looked to be about 7 or 8 years old, and her daddy and her mother was walking along down the street, and they was coming straight towards me. Well, sir, the father was smoking a cigarette. Well, when they got just along just about even with me, and there were several people standing around, well, this man, the daddy, threw his cigarette down there on the sidewalk. Well, they walked several feet on further, and the little girl snatched her hand loose from her daddy, and she whirled around, and she run back there where her daddy had threw this cigarette down, and she stomped it and just ground it down into this concrete sidewalk. Then she went back to her daddy. Of course, her daddy and mother stopped to see what she is doing, and she went back to her daddy, and boy, she got on to him. Yes, sir, she told him. She told him, said, Daddy, said, you know very well that Smokey Bear wants you to be sure that your cigarette is out, dead out, before you throw it away. And said, you must not be so careless anymore. Well, friends, if I'd have been that daddy, I'd have felt like dropping through a nail hole. And I imagine he felt the same way, because he sure turned red. And, well, he took the little girl's hand, and they went on down the street. Well, I reckon there was 20 or 30 people around there on the street that saw this little show, and it was really interesting. And that made me mighty proud, friends. It made me feel mighty good. That's a good sign that the youngsters are really getting more and more educated to this business of preventing forest and woods fire. And when I think of it, it was a concrete sidewalk that fellow threw the cigarette down on. There was no fire danger whatsoever. But still, I think of it being such a wonderful thing that this little girl and Smokey must have reached some kind of an agreement to convert her daddy. Anyhow, here's the next tune. Here's Charlie to sing this next song, and I want to dedicate this especially from me to every one of you out there listening. I love everything about you.
I love the dimple in your dimpled cheeks, every twinkle in your eyes are blue. I love every little word I hear you speak. I love everything about you. I love every curl upon your golden head, every little place you put your shoe. I love every kiss upon your lips I've read. I love everything about you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I love everything about you. I love every freckle on your turned up nose, every little thing you say or do. I love you from your head to the tip of your toes. I love everything about you. Cheeks, every twinkle in your eyes of blue. I love every little word I hear you speak. I love everything about you. I love every curl upon your golden head, every little place you put your shoes. I love every kiss upon your lips I've read. I love everything about you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I love everything about you. I love every freckle on your turned up nose, every little thing you say or do. I love you from your head to the tip of your toes. I love everything about you.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you. That was mighty nicely done there. Don't forget, friends, that's from me to you. Now, I got some rules here. Smoking Me's got some rules that I want to pass on to you. And here's just a few simple rules. If you'll practice, I think you'll come out a lot better. You crush out your smokes at home and outdoors. That's rule number one. Number two, break your match in two. When you do that, you know it's out. Here's number three. Drown your campfires, friends. Drown them and make sure they're dead out. Here's number four. Use care in burning. First of all, have plenty of help and tools, water handy. Be careful when you burn. Always get in touch with your local fire warden and notify him you're going to burn. Here's the next tune, and Herman's going to play this one. The Steel Guitar Rag. I'll go in there, Herman. Thank you, Herman. Thank you, boy. That was very nicely wrapped up there, the old steel guitar rag. Friends, this is the last program in this series, and I wanted all the boys and myself to tell you goodbye here before we finish the program, and I'm going to bring them all up here one at a time and let them tell you goodbye in their own words. So I'll start out with Herman, the boy that plays the steel guitar and has played all these tunes for you, and Herman certainly hopes that you've enjoyed his steel playing. So I'm going to let Herman tell you goodbye for this time. Thank you, Herman. Thank you. That was mighty nice, buddy. Then we'll drop over to Bob Hennison, who plays a champion hoedown fiddle. And I'm going to get Bob to come up here and tell you goodbye in his own way. Well, Bob, that sounds mighty good there, boy. Then we got Ray, that plays a rhythm guitar and sings a lot of songs. And Ray hopes that you've enjoyed his songs and his rhythm playing. So I'm going to get Ray to say goodbye for this time in his own way. Well, thank you, Ray. Thank you. That was a sort of a short goodbye there, wasn't it? Then we got Charlie Stuckey back off over in the corner. Charlie Stuckey is stuck in the corner. Yeah, we're going to get Charlie to... He plays the bass fiddle, you remember. Charlie does and sings a lot of songs, and Charlie says that he hopes you've enjoyed his songs and his bass playing, so I'll ask Charlie to say goodbye in his own way this time. Sound more like a bee in a jug, didn't it? Well, thank you, Charlie. Thank you a lot. And me, friends, I don't never say goodbye. I just don't believe in saying goodbye. About all I can say to you this time, friends, on this series, is to let you know that it's me, Jelly Elliott, is Suey! And I'll be seeing you again soon. Friends, we've run out of time here under the old pine tree, and we're going to have to go. But here's just a little thought that I'd like to leave with you for the last time on this series. Until we meet again, my friends, I wish you happiness and health. Please keep in mind the things I've said and help protect your forest wealth. Well, friends, we've certainly enjoyed this little visit with you, and we hope that you've enjoyed it. As I told you, this is the last program in this series, but we'll be back. We hope to see you again soon. Friends, don't forget that this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service with the corporation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent forest fires. Well, let's go!